This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour, this educational informative hour, with Dane Wigington, senior USA Prepares instructor. His website, geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome, Dane.
Thanks, Vincent. Thanks for having me back on and for continuing to address this this issue that is dire beyond what most people are yet willing to accept or grasp.
You know, you're right. You're right, Dane. It is very serious. And your term is this is a fight for life. Dane, as you know, I live on a farm, and you live in a reserve on the West Coast. I look around our farm and I see trees dying. Trees that, the young ones are okay. 40 years old, those are the trees that are dying. The ones, their bark looks sick. The limbs are falling down. I used to worry, are we going to have enough fallen wood in the woods to heat our home, because we heat with wood. And in the last 5 years or so, six years, I've noticed that there's more wood falling down than I can pick up and use, and we need plenty of wood to heat our home and our domestic hot water. Are you seeing this in other places, or is this just on our farm?
It's happening all over the globe. Statistical data proves that, and the die-off is completely unprecedented. Anybody who believes the official lie, the official narrative, this is some sort of natural cycle due to natural processes, that's a mathematically so far from reality that those who buy it are really blind to what's really going on around us, Vincent. The entire web of life is under assault. There's a lot of causes, a lot of problems, a lot of environmental sources of damage. Don't deny that. But again, as I've stated emphatically over and over for the last 15 years, the greatest, mathematically speaking, the greatest single assault on the Earth's life support systems and the web of life is the global climate engineering assault, which is weather warfare, which is biological warfare. You can't separate any of that.
Dane, let me share with you what's happening here on the farm in Missouri. Across the road from us, there's a little less than an acre pond, and I was there helping our neighbor mow his pasture yesterday. And the pond is 100% green, literally green, with this thick carpet of algae. And it is as thick as AstroTurf. And there's a smell of dead fish, because the fish can't get enough oxygen through the algae blanket on this pond. We have algae blankets on our ponds as well, across the road from this farm. So it's not something we're doing. It's not something he's doing. I believe this is falling from the sky. Then if you go to our driveway, and I've mentioned this many times, and I'd like to get your take on this, we have these depressions. We have a limestone driveway, crushed limestone, and it becomes as hard as concrete almost when it dries out. And so years of driving on it makes this, you know, almost like a cement driveway, but it's just crushed limestone. And there are these little potholes, and there are these depressions. One of the depressions is the size of a footprint of an automobile, and it's still wet from rain days and days ago. Well, within a day or so, the green algae starts growing, and it clumps. And this is that thick green carpet-like algae. It's not just paper thin. This is as thick, like 3/8 of an inch thick or thicker. Are you hearing stories like that as well?
It's happening all over the globe. You know, you have enough reasons for that, Vincent. When you have, one, again, back to the effects of climate engineering, and I'm not blaming everything on climate engineering. I want to make that clear. We've been very poor stewards of our planet. But back to everything you're citing, when you rain down toxic bioavailable metals and chemicals that destroy the natural microorganisms, the beneficial microorganisms, you have that type of proliferation of negative impacting organisms. You also shred the ozone layer, so we have much more intense UV radiation, which is heating that water in many cases. Also, the UV radiation kills beneficial microorganisms. So when you throw this kind of a wrench into the works, you end up with a very, very bad result. And on the dead fish, if I may, let me read just a few headlines from the last week alone. August 25th, hundreds of tons of fish suddenly die in reservoir in Indonesia. August 25th also, 1 million dead fish wash up in New Jersey, America. August 23rd, thousands of dead fish found in a river in Carolina. August 20th, thousands of fish die due to unprecedented parasite in Yellowstone River. You probably heard about that one. August 19th, hundreds of dead fish turn up in a river in Bronx, New York. Here we have another one from Texas, India, Mexico, Thailand, Ukraine. And that's all from the last week alone. The last week. Consider that.
You know, we haven't had thousands, but we've had 100 dead fish in one pond, which I consider a lot. And the smell, it's unbearable to go near it. I'm concerned about our cattle. Dane, we raise Black Angus, and they walk around, and they go in the woods when it's hot to get out of the sun. They get rained on. They eat the grass that's been rained on. What are your concerns about the food supply for someone who might eat cattle that we raise? Now, we don't inject them, but they still eat the grass. They eat the grass, and they drink the water. Surface water. What are your concerns, if any?
Give some hard statistical fact there as well. When we've worked with some Norwegian researchers who measured the amount of aluminum being uptaken in their grasses that their bovine were eating. And the purpose of that study was to determine how much aluminum the cows were ingesting. So they determined that over the course of a year, one of their cows eating the native grasses would ingest just over 0.5 kilo of aluminum. That's a massive amount of aluminum. And for those who think, again, that aluminum is a very prevalent element in the environment, which it is, but it's never, ever found in bioavailable form. It's always bonded to other elements. It doesn't exist in free form, but now it's there. Why is it there? Because it's been mined, refined, and sprayed. Why are they using aluminum in climate engineering programs? And you can see this from internationally recognized geoengineer David Keith. Have another story in him that maybe you should let me tell later in this broadcast. But when we have the world's most recognized engineer stating on the record, and he has, if people search David Keith aluminum, they'll see he stated on the record. In fact, I was at that meeting. There's a video with he and I having this confrontation. He stated his goal of 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticles to be sprayed in the atmosphere annually. 20 million tons with never so much as a mention as what happens when it settles down to the surface of the earth, and we all get to breathe it.
One of our instructors was at a meeting, and he was in Springfield, Missouri, and he was standing under a streetlight, and he looked up, and he said, "You wouldn't believe it. This stuff is raining down. You can see these sparkly flecks raining down from the sky under the light of a streetlight." Have you heard of that as well? Are people telling you that?
We have, if you go outside in a bright light after heavy aerosol operations, and there's always some particulates in the atmosphere, but there's 10, 20 times more when you have a day without wind, aerosol spraying going on overhead, which is very easy to see, and it looks like it's snowing. If you shine a very bright light, maybe a 10 million kilopower light, or you know, whatever people have, they make some of the really bright lights, which we have a few for this purpose. If you shine that light up, it looks like it's snowing. It literally looks like it's snowing. Can't imagine how much is coming down. I want to stress to your listeners also, Vincent, that the semantics here are very, very important because we've made a lot of progress recently with our legal actions in Canada and the U.S. Huge mainstream media pushback, in fact, even yesterday from CBC, which is Canada's main primary news agency. Here's the headline from yesterday. I guess we have a big billboard up in Canada in Banff, huge freeway billboard that's ours. It says, look up Banff billboard promotes conspiracy theory about toxic chemtrails. They'll never mention geoengineering or climate engineering because that would lead people to facts. Then the subheadline is, highway billboard promotes outlandish theory that government is sterilizing populace with sprayed chemicals. Where did they get that from? Where in the world did they get that statement from? They made it up. They simply made it up, and they want to find the most ridiculous. And even though this stuff is toxic and it's doing who knows what to us, the bottom line is, using the science terms and sticking to the science data brings people to this issue. They'll figure out the rest on their own, but it's imperative to stick to climate engineering, solar radiation management, so that when you pass this term on to someone else, they go search it online and they find fact and not well-placed conspiracy theory hoax nonsense. So semantics matter. We're playing chess. We need to play well.
Dane, do you think that that the search engines are scrubbing some of the links and some of the search words to prevent us from finding out the truth? Do you think they're involved as well, like they are with the Hillary and Bill Clinton death websites?
I don't think so. I know so. We know they're scrubbing data. We know the data was there before. We can't locate it now. It's gone. So they're making things as hard as they can to find online. I mean, this is truly the end game playing out right now. People need to wake up. They need to prioritize. They need to figure out what's most important. And is there anything more important than every breath we take? How long can we hold our breath? If we're sucking this stuff in with every breath, how long are we going to be thinking clearly? How long are we going to be healthy? You just went through something terrible. I think you just mentioned. So it's not just killing us. It's killing the entire planet. And again, for those, it's important how you frame this. If you simply state that that's the goal, you're going to lose everybody. But the bottom line is people do understand. When you have scientists like David Keith from Harvard, who I just mentioned, and others giving military advice, and we have a lot of military people following this advice to the complete decimation of our planet and our health, we need to wake people up to that and use those kinds of facts so that people understand how something like can be going on in the first place. It's important to frame it in a way that people can digest it. Does that make sense?
Sure. And when we come back, can you tell us, Dane Wigginton, why this is happening? Why are these chemicals being sprayed in our atmosphere? Why is this happening? And who's doing it? Dane Wigginton, geoengineeringwatch.org. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Clastane Wigington's with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, I was at your website, and I was reading an article, I believe this was written by you, and it says, no matter how widespread the cancer of immorality and corruption is in our crumbling society and out-of-control government, some individuals still stand out as the epitome of despicable human beings. Geoengineer David Keith is one such example.
He is. He's a glaring, shining example. And what I just sent you a link, again, about this billboard in Banff, which we have, that they did a huge story on yesterday. And in that story, here's a quote from Dr. Keith. I think it's a stunning and frightening thing, the billboard trying to expose climate engineering, because it's complete lunacy. Now, here's someone who says it's complete lunacy when his site, his business, his private corporation is about solar radiation management. So we have this Orwellian world right now with people like Dr. Keith who are simply propaganda tools for the power structure. And people like David Keith need to be reached out to. Any of your listeners, I would encourage them, search Dr. David Keith, Geoengineering, find his contact, it's available online, and tell him what you think of his behavior, that he is helping to hide the climate engineering mechanism of omnicide. For your listeners that don't know what omnicide is, it's total planetary destruction, all life, not just ecocide or genocide, but omnicide. And Dr. Keith is a part of that. He's a part of the cover-up. And we need to let him know that we know who he is, what he's doing, and that when we bring this to light, society will hold him legally and morally accountable. So be peaceful when you send such a message, but make him know that we plan to hold Nuremberg-type trials for people like Dr. Keefe. That's what they deserve.
Now, Dane, when someone lives in the suburbs or they live in an apartment, they may not see what you and I see. And they may have a tree in the front yard or a tree in the backyard if they live in the cities or the suburbs, and they may say, geez, that darn tree's dying. But they may not be able to put it together because they have one or two. But what I'm seeing here at the farm is a couple hundred acres of examples. And then I go to other farms, where I help other farmers, and I see the same thing. So as farmers, we look up and we look down and we look all around. We have to pay attention to the weather. We look up at the sky. So many people don't even look up at the sky. It's there 24 hours a day and they just don't look up. So they don't see it, and they're naive about what's happening. And when you talk about omnicide, even our roof is being attacked. There are buildings that are made out of marble all over, and structures and statues and tombstones that are made out of marble. Limestone. Some are marble. And they are being attacked by this black, they call it black slime. I have it on areas of the roof here at the farmhouse where the sun doesn't shine. Literally, the sun doesn't get to a small amount of the roof. And we've got this black mold growing. And then we have in our barns, we've got these dirt floors in the barns. And we have white mold growing on the ground, the dirt in the barns. I'm seeing it all over, Dane. It's not... And I don't think we are an anomaly. I think we are just one example of what's happening all over.
We are. So what happens, again, when you put antibiotics into the human body, kills beneficial microorganisms, as I stated earlier, and what happens then? Fungus takes off. That's exactly what happens. And the earth is an organism. It's a very complex organism. That's exactly what we see happening. So the species extinction rate, which is now approaching, on previous shows, Vincent, I've made clear, it was about 200 species of plant, animal, and insect a day going extinct. We think it's approaching 300 now, and 70 to 80% of that extinction rate is fungally related. Fungus is taking off in all of us. In fact, chronic sinusitis, which is epidemic around the globe in human beings now, according to researchers like research institutions like the Mayo Clinic, 90 to 95% is fungus. So we have the mainstream medical community prescribing antibiotics, which makes that fungus even worse, which shows how out to lunch our mainstream medical community is as a whole. I'm sorry to say that, but it's just a fact. So we have the fungal issue is epidemic all over, and it's part of what's killing the trees, Vincent. The fungus is wiping them out. You can see species sometimes flash out dead in very short order once they become infected with this, and this is part of it.
When we come back, I'll tell a story about what happened to me, my mother, and my wife. And then we need to get into why is this happening and who's doing it and how you got involved in it and what your plan is to help stop this. Dane Wigington, GeoengineeringWatch.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dane Wigington's with us. Mike is on hold. Mike will be with you in just a minute. Dane, have you been threatened overtly or covertly for your action against this climate engineering?
The only thing I've had happen that I would put in that category is I had a call from a federal EPA officer at about 10 o'clock at night on the way home from a large presentation I did. And that night, the only time it's happened before or since, I live in a very remote location on top of a mountain, and our windows were rattled 3 times that night from large jet aircraft, very low overhead. Never happened before or since. So, you know, Vincent, I really believe that behind the curtain, we have many allies. There are many people in the system who know this is going on and who want desperately to have it exposed. And I just this morning got an email from the Air Force general I've mentioned in the past, who's working furiously behind the scenes. He's retired, but trying to wake up his colleagues and others to this issue, others including, he's had people in the Trump campaign, the top people in his home on this issue. And, you know, aside from anybody's political preferences there, but it's he's trying hard, and I think he's got a lot of people helping him now. We simply have to wake our military brothers and sisters up to this, Vincent, to whatever else they're doing. If they ignore this issue, they're ignoring the oath they took to the American population to protect their population from all threats and the Constitution from all threats, foreign and domestic. And if they ignore this issue, they're ignoring their oath, period.
Yeah, and we have a number of politicians who are doing nothing, so the answer is to never reelect anybody. And Hillary Clinton, I believe, is part of the problem, because since when has she been addressing it? I haven't heard any.
She's alarming as heck to me. I can't even go there. I can't imagine that, and having her in that post, and it's clear that the power structure wants her there. I mean, They're doing everything they can. The reporting, especially on CNN and other places, is so unimaginably biased that there's some end games playing out. But it's imperative you ask why before the break, Vincent. You ask why this is going on.
Yeah.
And to reiterate that to your listeners, this is it's about power and control, ultimately. So keep that in mind. This is weather warfare. But it's also about trying to hide the severity of damage already done to the climate, much of it, and the biosphere as a whole, much of it from climate engineering, while at the same time fueling that damage. And this is, again, the pharmaceutical mentality for planet Earth. And ultimately it's about power and control, and they're not willing to let go of that. But now the damage is absolutely real, absolutely runaway, and every day that they spray to try to hide that damage, it makes it worse. And to give you an example, you said you were worried about your cattle, and I brought it before in your show about the cattle that were killed in South Dakota with the snow at 40 degrees while
right.
It was 90 degrees and raining in Kansas City. It's happening in South America right now. So about 30,000 cattle just died there. It's the same thing. It's from a chemically nucleated cool down. This is it's called an endothermic reacting material. Flash burns the hides, the noses, the face, sticks to the hide and face like glue, because this is a non-naturally nucleated material. And so we have massive livestock die-offs, alpacas, cattle. Same things happen in the U.S. and Texas, not just South Dakota. So this is weather warfare, period. That's all it is. If our military brothers and sisters are participating, they're a part of the crime, and we need them to wake up, period.
Dane, what happened to me is I ended up, you know, I looked up and I saw this massive spraying. I looked up and I said, they're gonna get me. This is gonna take me down. Maybe not out, but down. I ended up coughing. I was unable to do the broadcast very well because I was living on the mute button. And, I had, Captain John Reagan fill in for me. And I really appreciate him doing that. And I ended up coughing so much that I coughed my intestines out of my stomach lining. And, I had to have surgery, and I ended up with pneumonia. My mother ended up with pneumonia. My wife ended up with pneumonia, all serially, one after the next. I saw it coming. And so here's the question. Will a mask help? I'm talking about, you know, one of those well-made white face masks, multiple layers. Will that help at all, or are we just wasting our time?
It can help only to filter out, if it's a very high-quality one, the particles that have clumped together, that have coagulated together. The particle sizes themselves and the form that they're dispersed, it would not even slow those particles down. We're talking about nanoparticulates, perhaps 20 to 50 nanometers, according to some of the patents. That goes right through that filter median. It also goes right through your lung lining, straight into your bloodstream, where it adheres to your cell receptors like a plaque, and we're all full of these metals. Every human test subject we test, hair, blood, urine, we're all packed full of these metals. It's being absorbed in everything we eat. Aquatic insect life decline. To give you an idea of aquatic insect life decline in Northern California, in the last decade, as measured by Forest Service biologists, 90% decline. It's killing everything. Oceans are dying. And again, a lot of anthropogenic damage. I want to make clear, your listeners understand, that we've been very poor stewards of the planet, so I'm not hanging everything around the neck of climate engineering, but I am saying this. It's the single greatest source, if we take one single source individually. And in regard to the fires and so forth, Vincent, the deluges and droughts, I mean, so many events are happening right now that we know are connected to the climate modification. You saw the event in Louisiana, yes?
Sure, sure.
So
and the wildfires on the west.
Yep. So in Louisiana, they were using, they need moisture in the atmosphere to chemically nucleate and cool things down. So they used Louisiana as a climate sacrifice zone at minimum. It pumped as a moisture pump to get moisture in the atmosphere to float around a lot of the eastern half of the U.S. to chemically nucleate and cool things down to confuse the population, hide the problem as long as they can. While in the west here, yeah, we're burning to the ground. Heat indexes in India this year in April. Heat index of 165 degrees. Did you hear about that one?
I knew it was in the 120 plus range. I didn't know it was as high as 165.
This is the heat index. Okay, it's not
right.
An actual ambient temperature. So that heat index is an ambient temperature of the mid to upper 120s with a humidity of about 60%. So that's the feels like temperature. 165 in April. Just happened in Iran. 163. And that's a temperature of a high 120s again with a very high humidity. And this is new on planet Earth. This is called the wet bulb effect. It's a combination of temperature and humidity that's intolerable to the human body. So and historically, when you had temperatures that got that high, mid-120s, humidity drops off to very low numbers. No longer the case. So again, this is a feels-like temperature, a heat index in the 160s, India, Iran. And quite simply, if people understood how severe our situation was and how much worse climate engineering is making that situation, in addition to toxifying every breath we take, they would focus on this issue.
Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. You know, I have a feeling that there might be just a few people that are new to this broadcast classroom, and they might think we're making this up. Here's some evidence I'd like to say that I want you to take a look at this if you're new to this. Where are the bees? Where are the bees? You know, back in the 1960s, there were plenty of bees. Where are the birds? Where are the birds? Where are the squirrels, the frogs, the rabbits? Where are they? You don't see them very much anymore. You really don't.
Okay, we talked about aluminum a lot in this program, right? So for those listeners, I would just simply tell them this. Go to your computer and search bees/aluminum, and you'll find peer-reviewed study that proves the bees are dying with symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and dementia from massive aluminum contamination. Just search bees aluminum, you'll find peer-reviewed study. Search aluminum whales, peer-reviewed study. Whales also packed with aluminum. It's everywhere in the environment now. It's in every breath we take again, Vincent. So I encourage your listeners to actually investigate.
Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings. A quick idea is if we can determine if the aluminum is positively or negatively charged, and if we wear a desk mask that has a opposing polarity charge, then perhaps it would collect those particles and at least give us some protection from those particles that it can collect.
Yeah, some of the air filters, you know, you have the ionizing air filters and so forth and inside the polarized air filters, and those are probably the most effective for indoors. So on a mask, in theory, what you're saying would have an effect. And at the same time, you know, as we try to protect our health or moving forward, we simply have to stop these programs. And let me put that into context. Aside from the contamination, I'm working right now with a 40-year veteran aeronautics engineer, worked for NASA, working directly with him on the UV radiation issue, because geoengineering is destroying the ozone layer, period. Based on his calculations, if the current rate of destruction continues, no complex organism will be able to survive with the UV exposure that will be on this planet in a decade or less. So aside from all the other negative effects, the ozone-destroying aspect alone will be our end if we don't deal with climate engineering. Now let's add the methane release, let's add the contamination, let's add the forest burning to the ground, which is most directly related by the way to climate engineering. I can elaborate that on that if you want, Vincent. But, yes, we should try to protect our health, but we simply must stop this issue. And all of us need to help do that. We can all, if we share credible data with all those around us, we have information on geoengineeringwatch.org, flyers you can download for free. We don't sell anything. There's intro letters there with links. We need to share this data with people who don't know. We need to wake them up immediately, as fast as we can, and all of us need to help.
Dane, who's funding this? Not our response, but who's funding the other team?
Same people that fund militaries, same people that own and run countries, those who print the money. The central bankers, period. They can print and do print whatever they want. They prop up the stock market. They fund the military. They fund any black operation they want, those who print the money. That's why there's currency wars going on right now. That's why there's such a push to squash anyone who dares try to disconnect from the dollar, because that would render the central bankers without a foundation to build their empire. So all roads lead back to those who print the money, the central bankers.
Dane, you know, some of us listening may say, yeah, but these guys have to breathe too. They have children that have to breathe. They may have parents. They may have grandparents. How could they even think about this when we're all confined to this planet? Nobody's getting out of here anytime soon. They're breathing the same air we are. Why would they do this? How do you respond to that?
I've answered that question countless times. And what I would recommend is anybody stand back and take a look at the wider picture. How many examples do we already have of them doing this to themselves? So we have Fukushima, triple nuclear meltdown. That will kill us all if it continues, if something else does it first, if that's not stopped. So they're building 60 more reactors right now. Even with that going on, they're activating mothballed reactors, nuclear detonations. They've done that to themselves. So there's a lot of examples. I can elaborate after the break.
Okay. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only
available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dane Wigington's with us. Dane, you're talking about Fukushima. I just did a quick look at NETC.com. There are 9 RADCON 4 alerts, 16 RADCON 3 alerts just over the United States, and there's plenty of lower-level alerts right now. You're talking about the worldwide destruction expanding. Nuclear reactors, and you can add to that Zika virus and the other toxins and the electromagnetic radiation. Please continue that.
Well, on that regard, again, many people would argue, the question before the break was, why would they do this themselves? So we have the nuclear power, which is threatening all life on Earth. We have enough nuclear weapons to destroy all life on Earth mathematically 12,000 times over. So we're not dealing with sanity. It's important people understand that when they try to excuse away this happening by convincing themselves that they wouldn't do this to themselves. Others try to make the case that Fukushima is a more dire issue than geoengineering. Also not true. Let's put that into context. One, if we're all inhaling this material, which is making us cognitively less functional and physically less healthy by the day, how long will we face any challenge if we can't think clearly? Next, if it's destroying the atmosphere, and it is, I already explained that earlier, and we have a large-scale CME, coronal mass ejection, or solar flare now, we're going to have 100 Fukushimas, Vincent, or 200, because that will shut down grids around the globe. That will disable the plant's ability to cool themselves. We'll have a total nuclear meltdown on planet Earth, period. Also directly related to climate engineering, destroying our natural protection from CMEs. Forest fires, most directly related to climate engineering, not climate change. Climate change is real and in a runaway mode being made worse by climate engineering. But in regard to the fires, which is a feedback mechanism, bioavailable metals are killing the roots of the trees. We have a totally disrupted hydrological cycle, so we have radical drought. We have a destroyed ozone layer, which is cooking the trees. We have more dry lightning because of the particles in the atmosphere. We have an incendiary dust coating the foliage, which makes the trees burn much hotter than they otherwise would. From every direction, climate engineering is fueling forest fires. All this available, if anybody searches these terms, just search geoengineering fueling forest fires, geoengineering causing drought, geoengineering destroying the ozone layer. Easy to find this data in great detail.
Dane, tell us about your legal action. And Mike's still with us. Mike Parsons, he's a pilot, and I'm sure he has some concerns about flying through this. What are your legal actions right now?
Legal effort is moving forward in Canada. It's being delayed by the government. They're trying to. There was a conflict of issue or a conflict of interest brought up actually with an attorney that shouldn't have, or a judge that should not have been assigned to the case to begin with. It looks like a delaying tactic, but it's still moving forward. In the U.S., we filed our 60-day notice of legal action. Encourage your listeners to read that. If they go to geoengineeringwatch.org or just search geoengineering U.S. legal action, they should find that document in its entirety. That's already been sent by certified mail to 30-plus potential defendants, including federal agencies and officials. So I would encourage them to read that. And the point with the legal action is this, public awareness. It all comes down to public awareness, reaching a critical mass of awareness, because they can shut us down in court. They run the court systems. We know that. But if we wake the population up, the game will change at that moment. And we have to wake everyone up to this issue, period. This is the fight for life, as we said in the beginning of the show. This fight requires all of us to be on deck and helping, all of us.
Dane, Mike Parsons is still with us in Tennessee. He's a pilot, and he might be wondering about flying through this. Is it worse if someone's in an airplane flying through these chemical sprays?
The data says yes. We have aerotoxic syndrome, which, interestingly enough, is blamed on contaminants that come through from the engine that are then pumped into the cabin. But what's perplexing about that excuse is the intake is in front of upwind from any components in the engine that would cause that. So we know that flying through these more concentrated layers of these particulates has to cause a problem. It has to. It can't not. So, yes, the data confirms that it is worse, and a lot of people who fly get sick now. You know that. I mean, there's multiple reasons for that, but this is one.
Mike Parsons, any final thoughts? Mike Parsons, are you still with us? Okay.
Go to geoengineeringwatch.org, Vincent, and we don't sell anything non-political. We just want to get the word out.
I'm going to post a link on page one. You're already on the instructors tab. Class, you'll be able to go to usapreparedness.com, page one. You'll be able to get to Dane Wigington's link. And also, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, thanks so much for the fight. It's a long one. It's a laborious one. And I'm there with you side by side.
Thank you, sir. Glad you're okay, Vincent.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.